A Texas-based energy company wants to expand a natural gas processing facility in western Pennsylvania. The Allegheny Friends' Reed Frazier reports that the plant has already had multiple problems, including a fire that forced local evacuations.
Energy Transfer of Dallas wants a permit to expand its Revolution gas processing plant in Smith Township, Washington County. The plant refines gas produced at wells into methane and other natural gas products. At a recent hearing for the permit, backers of the project said it will be good for the local economy. Bill Miller is with the Pennsylvania Chamber of Business and Industry.
The project represents significant and vital investment within Washington County. The expansive project is estimated to contribute millions of dollars in wages during construction and will employ 70 workers and 8 to 10 permanent operations jobs.
Matthew Henderson, a marketing and business consultant with the oil and gas industry, said the plant plays an important role in producing products like propane, used for heating and cooking, and ethane, a feedstock for plastics.
These products heat homes, fuel power plants, and supply manufacturers across the United States. Expanding this facility means expanding that capacity at a time when energy production and affordability are more critical than ever to Pennsylvania's families and businesses.
But the proposal is controversial. The plant has had multiple pollution events, including a fire that forced evacuations on Christmas Day 2022. Among those who oppose it is Kat Lodge, a Washington County resident who works for the nonprofit Environmental Integrity Project. She lives 2 miles from the plant.
I'm directly downwind of it, and I can see the flares, watch the black smoke occur, watch the fire occur in 2022.
On Christmas morning 2022, a section of the plant exploded. According to DEP records, a defective valve released a vapor cloud of natural gas liquids and burned for over 9 hours. In a separate action, the state cited the facility last year because there was visible smoke coming out of its flares more than 100 times over an 8-month period. Lodge says, on top of this, the plant is within a mile of 2 compressor stations and another large gas plant.
And all of this is surrounded by well pads, which are also emitting. So it's a very polluting industry that shouldn't be in the agricultural area or anywhere near residential.
Brenda and Nolan Vance live less than a mile from the Revolution processing station, and they say they can smell fumes coming off the plant.
Because we're in the valley, all this falls.
It smells like exhaust fumes coming down, you know. So
it's not pleasant.
In addition to the Revolution plant, the couple is surrounded by other natural gas infrastructure that has also been expanding in the last few years. They say they can feel vibrations in their house from all the construction.
To keep letting it grow more and more and more is just, it's more damaging. You know, we keep saying we're going to move, but where do you go?
Like other gas facilities nearby, the Revolution is considered a minor source of air pollution. Mark Gorog, air quality program manager at the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection, said bigger sources require a permit from the federal EPA. Including the expansion, the facility will emit just under the cutoff to be considered a major source. Gorog said the agency has dealt with the facility's past problems through enforcement actions, like the one last year over the plant's visible emissions. In that action, the DEP required the company to replace equipment at its flares, where the facility burns off gas to reduce safety and environmental hazards.
We added the requirement that they will do video surveillance of their flare plume at all times. Before it was an option, now it's mandatory, it's part of the permit.
The company was also fined $91,000, but Gorog says that wasn't the most important part of the agreement.
We want to fix the problem. We want to correct the situation. We don't, you know, want it to go on. You know, we take that seriously.
The DEP has issued a proposed permit for the expansion project and will make a final determination in the next few months. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.